It's Players Weekend in our nation's capital as Jake, also known as Jacob DeGrom, on the hill for the Mets. They're taking on the Nationals. Let's pick it up in the top of the first. Two on for Asdrubal Chiquitin Cabrera taking on A.J. Cole.
This will be a 3-2. Runners do not go. Swinging a line drive. Base hit into right field. Heading for third is Nimmo. Off with the ball. Stevenson, runner coming home. And the throw runs out of steam. A two-hopper into Lobatone. It's a base hit to right for Asdrubal Cabrera. Driving in his 36th run of the year, scoring Brandon Nimmo from second. Yoenis Cespedes stops at second, and with one out, a run home for the Mets. They have runners first and second again. It's New York 1, Washington nothing. Now the pitch, swing and a miss by Taylor on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. That is strike three and the seventh strikeout for Jacob DeGrom.
3-2 coming. Swung on and missed. Went to a slider, and Defoe is strikeout victim number 8. The wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. DeGrom has 10 strikeouts for the 9th time this year.
Now the pitch. Swing and a ground ball up the middle. Murphy ranges. Can't get it. Under his glove at the center of base hit. Taylor up with it. Runner coming to the plate. The throw is offline to Lobatone. And Lagares scores on a single by Matt Reynolds up the middle. And the Mets now lead by the score of 2-0. And the 1-2. Cold strike three, locked up, took a slider, the game's over.
Mets hold on 4-2 the final. A.J. Ramos gets the save. Jacob DeGrom improves to 14-7 on the year. He struck out 10 over 7 2/3 innings of quality work. He also becomes just the 4th pitcher in Mets history with multiple 200 strikeout seasons. Here's National skipper Dusty Baker after the loss.
A lot of it had to do with DeGrom out there. You know, I mean, he it was tough on some of our guys. I mean, the guys that even weren't playing. You know, I think Anthony was like 0-for-16, and the only guy that hit him pretty good was Zim. And, you know, he wasn't in the lineup. You know, we had Michael Taylor's like 0-for-17, and, you know, all the guys that were out of the lineup, you know, Weeder's hitting pretty good. But in that last inning, you know, we were threatening. We thought Anthony's ball had a chance to leave. And then Howie hits the ball extremely hard to right. And, too shallow. And, just pure, perseverance and not wanting to lose. That's what I attribute that last inning to. Cole, he threw great after that first inning, and we were lucky to get out of there with just one run because it hit the umpire, and then he got out of that inning with just one run, and we certainly didn't need him to have a short outing because of the state of our bullpen and our 6 a.m. arrival lineup in there. And but he buckled down, and Lobe called a good game for him, and he took us deep into the game and gave us a chance to win.
What do you think he was able to do after that first inning?
Well, in the first inning, he didn't have a feel for his breaking ball, and he kept bouncing his breaking ball. And, he didn't have very good command of his fastball after that first inning. Invariably, if a guy gets out of trouble early like that, and then, he found his breaking ball, he found his command of his fastball. And, the main thing, like I said, he found his breaking ball.
Dragging, but he's taking some kind of uncharacteristic swings.
Yeah.
Do you see anything else from him?
No, he's just weary right now. And so, he's off to tomorrow. I told him, I need you in there tonight. And so I told him, hey, man, we'll give you off tomorrow for sure. And, we'll have all the guys back in the lineup, probably except Zim. Because Zim wasn't available tonight because I think he hurt his arm or shoulder. Really couldn't swing on that hit first slide yesterday into the plate. So, we were shorthanded tonight. And we hope that I don't anticipate he'll be much better tomorrow, but hopefully on Sunday.
Yeah.
Max said he felt good. He just felt it on a couple of pitches. But the big day is tomorrow. Depends how he feels, if he's stiff or sore tomorrow. So we hope that he's, you know, he'll be better in the morning, or at least where he was.
This series between the two NL East rivals continues on Saturday. Robert Gsellman on the mound for the Mets against Gio Gonzalez for the Nationals.